Welcome to the audio selections from the February 2007 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the sixth issue in Volume 88. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We are providing PDK members and Kappan subscribers with these recorded articles, which can be downloaded in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. This month's Audio Kappan features four selections, two feature articles and two columns, each a little different from our usual fare. First, Thomas Tock, Craig Gerald, and Aaron Dillon in Surprise, High School Reform is Working, have gathered some early results of efforts to reform the nation's secondary schools. Their conclusion is that the high schools have proved to be less resistant to change than many people predicted. Next, Eric Gleiberman, who taught for 15 years in urban schools, does some back-of-the-envelope calculations and determines that teaching even 100 hours a week leaves children behind. Then Bobby Ann Starnes, who writes the Thoughts on Teaching column, shares her reflections on a photo her son sent to her from the nation's capital in Kentucky Fried Children and the Educational Industrial Complex. Finally, regular research columnist Gerald Bracey in Things Fall Apart, NCLB Self-Destructs, reports on two conferences he attended, both of which raised questions about the future of the strategies that undergird No Child Left Behind. The print version of the February 2007 Kappan also features a look back at past reform efforts. In Conspiracy Theory, Lessons for Leaders from Two Centuries of School Reform, teacher, author, and now professor James Nehring names six conspirators so deeply embedded in the culture of schooling that they often operate unnoticed. He shares practical suggestions for exposing them and rooting them out. And in an at-odds feature, James Campbell, Missouri coordinator for the Assessment Reform Network, describes his visit to Confluence Academy, an Edison-operated charter school in St. Louis, in Edison is the Symptom, NCLB is the Disease. John Chubb, Chief Education Officer for Edison Schools Incorporated, responds to Campbell's charges in Confluence is a Cure. And Campbell provides his rejoinder to Chubb in High Stakes for Edison.